Welcome to this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick VK7WW with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. HF relays 1.862 MHz, Justin VK7TW, 3.670 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 7.140 MHz, Gary VK7JGD, 14.130 MHz. Any takers? 28.525 MHz, Dale VK7DG. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB24. With Mark VK7FMAC and HFCB24, that's 11 metres, with Stephen VK7SME. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT, and on UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Silent Key. Robert Anthony Tony Parks, KB5YIG or KB9YIG, we note with sadness the passing of Tony Parks, the creator of the famous Soft Rock SDR kits at the age of 84 on Saturday, September the 27th, 2025. Tony's work brought software-defined radio within reach of thousands of amateurs worldwide, inspiring many to experiment with SDR for the very first time. His kits and his generosity in sharing knowledge made a lasting mark on our hobby, and we extend our condolences to his family, friends, and the many amateurs who benefited from his contributions. Vale Tony. And that's from Justin VK7TW and Steve VK7OO. The RAOTC broadcast for October 2025. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 6th of October 2025 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening Sunday. This month, as a part of the club news, is reference to a lunchtime lecture by Peter Wolfenden, VK3RV, on early aviation radio. The two technical articles began with one research by Ian, VK3JS, which he called Thoughts from the Past. It looked at 73 magazine, which many listeners will remember, and its founder, Wayne Green, W2NSD. The last publication of 73 was in 2003, issue number 514. Clive, VK6CSW, presents information on early radio experiments in Western Australia. His research concentrates on the need for communication between Rottnest Island and the mainland and how this stimulated experiments with wireless communication for both land and sea. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday, local time, over RAA-RHT statewide network. The broadcast date again is Monday, October the 6th. Callbacks will follow. Please call in if you're able. This provides the ROATC broadcast committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. And if you miss the on-air broadcasts, you can listen to audio files on the RAOTC website. And that's 73s from Peter, VK7PD. Now, the Myena Hamfest is back, and after a break since 2018, it returns on Saturday, the 15th of November, 2025, at the Myena Community Centre in the Central Highlands from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come along for gear sales, radio displays, suppliers, food, and a friendly catch-up. Entry's just $5, and yes, the bar opens at 3 p.m. Don't miss the return of the Myena Hamfest. Mark it in your calendar now. 73s from Eric, VK7EV, and Dave, VK7OB. Now, there's a weekly wrap-up for WWFF SOTA, POTA, and IOTA. There were no VK7 activations reported over the past week. In the meantime, Matt, VK7MAT, has been catching up on some online posts where operators have been sharing their light-hearted failures and funny stories from activations. it sparked the thought that he has plenty of those himself. One that comes to mind was after purchasing a new coil-loaded vertical. Keen to try it out, Matt headed off to a park and set up everything, only to discover he'd left his UHF to B and C adapter sitting at home on the desk, which prevented him from connecting his coax to the antenna. Matt had no choice but to pack up, drive home for the adapter, and then return to the park. Since then, Matt has always made sure to keep a handful of adapters rolling around in the car, just in case. Another memorable moment was during an activation at Car Villa Conservation Area. Sitting cross-legged on the ground, Matt operated for 20 minutes before deciding to stand up. Unfortunately, his leg had gone completely numb, and instead of standing, he toppled over into the dirt in a very ungraceful dive. After a quick glance around to check that nobody had witnessed the tumble, he hurriedly switched off the camera that had been recording the activation. The video has only been shared with a couple of people, but if you ask Matt, he might just show you. This is the nature of portable radio. Something unexpected always pops up, but that's part of the fun. Working out how to overcome it and keep the station on the air. Now, looking ahead, the POTA Quarterly Support Your Parks weekend is fast approaching, taking place on the 18th and the 19th of October here in VK. Many operators are already making plans to head out and activate over the weekend. Matt would love to hear your own funny activation stories or your plans for upcoming Support Your Parks event. 73 is from Matt, VK7, MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. Another busy night with VK7's ZGK, TWAX, ZAB, EV and OO sharing 35 photos. Now, the highlights were the Newtown Rivulet and a rail bridge at Deloraine. New Kenwood equipment, an effective frog's squelch control, a pig carrying amateur radio equipment, the Dunning-Kruger effect, and I've noticed its rise in social media. Good advice on religious and other matters. Some people have whiskey in their DNA. Oh. The new jet engine from Dyson, a box of old batteries that are offered free of charge, a down under CQ to Europe, when and where to aim like a Jedi. Thanks to teachers for being able to read poor handwriting, and a tribute to Tony Parks, KB9YIG, Silent Key, the creator of soft rock. And no time to hang about. Again, Tony, VK7AX, connected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchange photos with Papa Charlie 1 Kilo in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European stations a chance to send photos. And Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 6:30 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. Note that Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site allows anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on the NTARC's website under blogs. And that's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, QSL news. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as of the 26th of September is in the email version of this broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwards Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either by email so that he can tidy up and remove cards that have been held for some time. Send me your QTH address so I can either mail them out or deliver on an opportunity basis. Email to westyh, W-E-S-T-Y-H, at aussiemail.com.au. 73 is from Herman. He's the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now, news from the Northwest. VK7RWC out of isolation with a restored link to VK7. The Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association has linked the West Coast's main repeater, VK7RWC on Mount Reed, into the All-Star VoIP network. It now connects to the ASL3 hub in Burnie, node 1732. Association President Dion, VK7DB, carried out the upgrade in wild conditions, battling deep snow and driving sleet to install the new hardware and a temporary 4G link. The connection runs through the association's VPN, with plans to soon harden it using fiber optic cable and a permanent IP. West Coast amateurs are already making contacts across the Northwest and into Hobart. Upcoming projects include new solar power at Mount Balfour, upgraded antennas at Table Cape, and support for the Australasian Rally Championships via St. Valentine's Peak repeater. Once again, NWCRRA has combined technical expertise and mountain grit to keep Tasmanian amateurs connected. And that's 7-3s from John, VK7, Kilo, Kilo, Kilo. News from the North now, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417-354-410. And that's 7-3s from Al, VK7 Alpha November. You're now listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now from NTARC, firstly some important information that has come to hand and the subsequent decision. Peter VK5 Kilo Delta Oscar, or as you probably know him, VK7 KPC, informed us that there will be an In Loving Memory service for K, Silent Key, streamed live from Victor Harbour in South Australia this Wednesday afternoon, the 8th of October. Therefore, the NTARC club rooms will be opening with a warm invite to members and friends who wish to attend and watch the live streamed service In Loving Memory in a group setting. The streaming will commence at 2:30 p.m. Tasmanian Daylight Savings Time, and after the service there will be ample time for a drink or two and plenty of reminiscing. For anyone not attending but wishing to watch, there is a link included in the text version of this broadcast or on the NTARC website under notices. Idris, VK7ZIR, had an interesting but very old toy with him at the last technical night. It was a Tungar branded battery made by General Electric Company in America. It's probably not a battery charger brand you've even heard of. It's not really one of those newfangled devices that can charge a multitude of battery formulations. GEC started manufacturing these chargers round about 1900, making this particular unit 100 years old and still going strong. Well, we're not really sure about the strong bit. It uses 230 volts AC input, and by the look of it, was still using the original Bakelite plug and figure of eight mains cable. But we won't go there. Output charge voltage is quoted at 7.5 or 15 volts DC output at probably a couple of amps. Its enclosure is similar size and lid opening to a small machine gun ammo style container. Its claim to fame is the use of a tungsten argon mercury vapor rectifier vacuum tube, which is quite a substantial bottle. Probably a good thing it's constructed within a steel enclosure, as it evidently emits X-rays as a byproduct of charging your battery. All we needed was a fluorescent viewing screen and we could have seen how well our shoes fitted. Hi, hi. Now, the NTARC General Meeting is going to take place this Wednesday, the 8th of October at 7:30 p.m. Now, it's held at the Rochely Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochely. And if you have any items you'd like added to the agenda, please email the Secretary at secretary@ntarc.net. no later than Tuesday, the 7th of October. Mug order. Yes, we're talking about the white mugs for drinking out of. Those that have the club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We're placing another order, so if you'd like one, then please email the secretary at entark.net to place an order, and what name is to be printed above the call sign. The final price will be about $12, depending on the eventual quantity ordered. As always, pictures will be available on the Entark website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session. Every Wednesday, test net and CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 p.m. And then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till about 8:30. And your host is me, Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Don't forget, in loving memory service. Now, this Wednesday, the 8th of October at 2:30 p.m. at the Entark Club Rooms. Then there's the Entark General Meeting the same day, that evening, 8th of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms. And then there's the Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be on the 15th of October and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 at the Club Rooms, Archer Street. Morning coffee held every Friday in the Entark Club Rooms, and the time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73s from Stefan, VK7, ZSB, Secretary of Entark, Inc. Now, news from the South, from the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. JOTA, we need you. JOTA, JOTAI, is an annual event that encourages scouts to get on the air using amateur radio and IRC to communicate with other scouts worldwide. It's an excellent opportunity to inspire the next generation of amateur radio operators to take up the hobby. Randall, VK7 Victor Whiskey Kilo, is running an event at the Reist Club Rooms on the domain at on a Saturday afternoon on the 18th of October 2025, and that's going to be between 12 and 1800 hours, so midday till 6 o'clock, depending on the availability of both radio operators and scouts. I need licensed operators who can operate the club station. Alternatively, you can bring your own gear, and if anyone has specific setups for CW or a fox hunt, that would be great. You don't need to be there the whole afternoon. If you can only make it for an hour or two, I would be most grateful. If you can help, please contact me at VK7 Victor Whiskey Kilo, VK7VWK @gmail.com. That's 73s from Randall. Please note, anyone coming along to help will need to have a Working with Vulnerable People card, and please take a look at the link on the email edition of the broadcast. Get in quick, as the card can take up to 4 weeks. Now, last Wednesday night, we remembered the Soft Rock SDR creator at the Wednesday Experimenters Group. And Justin brought along some of the Soft Rock kits which have been built. And we revisited the EMR assessments from our presentation night and explored some interesting comments from John Bewes, VK4JBE, that included not overstating the EMR risk by considering the real-world factors like duty cycle, partial body exposure, coax losses, antenna directionality, and mode density. There was some discussion about antenna near-field energy distribution, e.g. long wires versus cellular arrays, which complicates exposure, highlighting the need for practical evidence-based assessment. There was emphasis given to the use of tools, whether it's assessed as Class 1 or Class 2, and whether receiving and or transmitting antennas. This demonstrates the understanding needed to assess the risk and safety margins. We then moved to how the PMG rang your phone. We demonstrated a ringer dynamometer from the Signet Exchange and all the different tones required and how they were generated electromechanically. Justin, VK7TW, then showed an electronic ringer box using 2 555s that rang phones on the stage in a theatre with different styles demonstrated. We finished with a space weather report and Russell McFerrin and Steve effects and future training events. We go into a fortnight's recess with the Wegs night and see you back in the studio on Wednesday the 15th of October. See you there or on the stream. That's 73s from Justin, VK7T. TW. Now, the October Forum Night, all things are All-Star. Curious about the All-Star Network and how it's revolutionizing amateur radio? Join us for a deep dive into this powerful and flexible linking system that's connecting amateurs around the world like never before. Whether you're new to All-Star nodes, want to build your own, or are already active and keen to share tips and tricks, this forum is for you. Topics include: what is All-Star and how does it work? Setting up your own node, hardware and software options, linking repeaters and hotspots, use cases for contests, emergency comms and everyday QSOs, integration with Echolink, ham VoIP, and more. If you have an All-Star mode, bring it along and tell the group about it. Bring your questions, experiences, and ideas for an open Q&A and demo session. All-Star, it's not just a node, it's your gateway to the world. Let's demystify it together. This Wednesday night, the 8th of October 2025, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming. That's 73 from the Reist Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. The November Presentation Night. Perspectives on Australian Broadcast Radio. Phil Tyson from the Sound Preservation Association of Tasmania, SPAT, will be giving us a visual and audio presentation on the history of commercial broadcast radio. This presentation was originally put together for the ALARA meet back in November 2023 and was a fantastic insight into early commercial broadcast radio with a focus on the women involved. There were so many great comments about the presentation that we've managed to get Phil back to give us an updated presentation. And please note, this presentation will only be presented in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and will not be streamed or recorded. So see you there from the Reist Committee. Now, the Reist Training and Assessment Update. If you're looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license, Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates: Foundation training and assessment dates held every 2 months, with the next one on the 25th of October. Standard, advanced, and regulations assessments held on alternate months, and the next one is on the 29th of November 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Then email reist.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organizer who will be in contact. And if you're coming along to next week's assessment day and you haven't let Reg know, then please do ASAP, as we have to get together the assessment packs. We have learning resources including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey, leveling up, Reist is here to help you every step of the way, and that's 73s from Reg, VK7KK. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The Sewing Circle Net is daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG is on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset. And in the South, VK7RAF on 146.650 has a negative 600 kHz offset with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link the RAF North-South gateway, plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to the VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Then there's a statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast. Call back on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. The North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-6. H60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minutes, southern stations on the even minute. Reest Weggs, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the club rooms at Queen's Domain. Reest Weggs, Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th, 5th Wednesday nights of the month and around 6 p.m. in the Reest club rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. Reest 6 meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC testnet and technet session every Wednesday on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. and then a technet on 3567 MHz from 7:30 to 8 p.m. And your host for the evening, Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. The NTARC technical night, Wednesday the 15th of October from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC coffee mornings every Friday in the Club Rooms, and time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and the Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local Northwest Tassie amateur radio repeater group net on 2 meters with VK7 RMD and All Star node 56780, and the Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local the Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. VK7 events, NTARC, 8th of October, the streaming of Kay Denton's funeral service at the club rooms from 2:30, Rochalie Scout Hall, Rochalie. Reest, 8th of October, forum night, all things All Star from 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain club rooms and streaming, and then the NTARC general meeting at 7:30 p.m. on the same day, 8th of October. Northwest TARC, 11th of October club meeting, show and tell from 1:30 p.m. in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reest, 5th of November, perspectives on Australian radio with Phil Tyson from SPAT. That's at 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain club rooms, live only. VK7, 15th of November. Don't forget it, it's the Myena Hamfest at the Community Hall Myena from 10 a.m. Now, a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader of VK7 PD. Repeaters Reest, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JX, and VK7DC. 160 meters, VK7TW. 80 meters, VK7DG. 40 meters, VK7ALH. 20 meters, VK7JGD. 10 meters, VK7VKT. UHF CB24, VK7FMAC. HF CB24, VK7SME. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news, stories, or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday, 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 news team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you 73's good DX and a great week ahead.